I'm DMA Roberts, stage and studio. It's lunchtime at Sisters of the Row Cafe in downtown Portland. Members of the unhoused community wait in line for tables to order their food. Since 1979, Sisters of the Row has been creating social change through their cafe and community projects. On this day, artist Horatio Hung-Yen Law is working with people to create art based on the hobo signs of the Depression era. One participant, whose street name is Portland Tupac, works as a prep cook at Sisters of the Road. He drew a sign of a powerful shower and explained to Horatio its importance to people who are living on the street.
They can go to a place where they can just go and take a shower, you know, feel clean and fresh, and then, you know, go out with the day. That's what I'm trying to pull out right now. I put a lot of different colors in it because it means power of the shower that you take every day. And everybody needs a good shower. Without shower, without water, nothing will be clean in the world. It's real easy to draw, you know. All you gotta do is just draw like a shower head, a knob, and a tub. And then they color whatever they want to color inside there. Right. This is just like a power color for me.
Today we see how art can bring together different communities through creativity. Horatio Law and his Open Circles project is working with communities at Sisters of the Road and Planned Parenthood to create a public installation that will get people thinking and talking about social currency and self-empowerment. This is a Making Change special. It's made possible with funding from the Regional Arts and Culture Council and individual contributors. I'm DeMe Roberts, joined by artist Horatio Hung-Yen Law of the Open Circles Project. Horatio, we just heard you talking with Portland Tupac and working with him. And a little later, he told you his story about how his girlfriend brought him here to Portland from Hawaii, and then he was basically abandoned. And I was really impressed with the way people were opening up to you while working on these hobo signs, these new urban hobo signs. Did most people start talking about their lives while doing this art project?
It depends. Some people are more talkative when they work. Other people are very focused on making these plates and these signs. So you find opportunity to engage them when they're doing the artwork. Sometimes you offer a little bit of advice, you know, try this or try that, or what do you mean when you do these symbols? And they just open up. It's an amazing thing when you do that. Using art, you can really connect with people and they would tell you stories.
Well, you spent several months working on this Open Circles project. You took these new urban hobo signs, and then the Sisters of the Road community members painted 60 plates.
Oh, more than that.
More than that.
Yeah.
How many did it end up being?
About 85 plates. But the initial process that we create these new hobo signs, as you know, the hobo signs were, you know, happened in the Depression era when the hobos, the previous homeless people traveling around the country and developed this communicative signage to talk to each other, tell us information of where to get food, where to go, you know, safe and so on. But we felt that because this is contemporary time, it's changed that most of the homeless now are in the urban setting. So they have a whole different set of needs. So we try to engage them and talk about what those needs are.
So you created a whole another set of language through these signs, essentially.
Right. I didn't do it.
But, or they did.
They did.
through making this an opportunity
right.
over at Sisters of the Road. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm DeMe Roberts talking with artist Horatio Law about his Open Circles project. And he's been working with communities at Sisters of the Road in downtown Portland, also Planned Parenthood of the Columbia Willamette. What does the name Open Circles refer to?
I guess it's conjure up possibility of, like, we're living in our own circles all the time, but there are possibility of connecting with each other. So the open circle meaning that possibility of we connecting with multiple community and with each other, sort of in a free-flowing way.
Well, you're working specifically with two different communities, and we talked about Sisters of the Road, and you also worked with Planned Parenthood. Why did you choose Planned Parenthood to make these birds' nests? And they're made out of wire hangers.
Right. You know, when you look at wire coat hangers, you just look at it. That's why I coat hanger. Everybody have a bunch of them in the closet. But when you pair it up with Planned Parenthood, it conjures up a totally different meaning. Just goes to show a simple thing can have really powerful meaning. And of course, that meaning is abortion. Planned Parenthood have been providing that service, but even though it's only a small part of their service, their main service is providing health care and family planning for any family. But their image is stuck with the image of abortion. So the connection between Planned Parenthood and abortion and wire coat hanger is a very strange connecting factor in a negative sense. So I was interested to see, you know, how we turn this negative symbol and metaphor into something more constructive, more reflecting what Planned Parenthood do. So the making a bird's nest of a wire coat hanger really talk about family planning. You know, birds don't make the nest until they're ready to have a family. So that's the idea behind it. But also really grab a hold of this powerful symbol and turn around and make it talk about family planning and values.
Well, I think it's interesting that you're working with the unhoused in one community, and with Planned Parenthood, you were making basically houses. I mean, birds' nests are houses.
Right.
And so it's sort of a juxtaposition between those two communities in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we heard a little bit from Sisters of the Road, and now I want to hear some of the people you introduced me to at one of your birds' nest workshops at Planned Parenthood.
Can I ask your first name?
My name's Kim.
If you were to describe this to people who can't see what I'm seeing, how would you describe it?
I took the hangers and I took wire and I crisscrossed all the hangers down at the bottom and I did the form like you would do a basket. And now I'm intertwining the foliage, the bamboo, throughout it to make it look more like a bird nest with a lot of foliage. I have, ever since I was in high school, supported Planned Parenthood and all of their philosophies and women's rights. I mean, I was really tickled that Horatio thought of the hangers to create them into a positive influence.
So this is Nova.
Planned Parenthood's always been there for me. And I think especially for my family, when we don't have four people or we have three, me and my boyfriend and my dog. So I want to use these little one-item things and how we've come together.
I'm making circles, but you can't make perfect circles with wire.
What's your name?
Richie.
So you brought Richie here today?
I did. Yeah.
What's your name?
Eileen.
And so what are you making?
I've just been making circles and connecting circles together.
This is Leandra.
I love this metaphor of using a nest as a metaphor for having the choice of when it is that you choose to make your family and what that looks like for you.
Can I have your first name?
Lorraine.
It looks like you've got the framework pretty much done.
Yeah, I think I'll add some more wire so I can tuck a lot of stuff into it and really give it a nice heavy outside wall, you know, with probably a mixture of fabric and twigs and feathers and everything else.
I'm Lisa, and I've been a supporter of Planned Parenthood for many years, and I think we all need to remember what things used to be like, and, you know, working with these hangers and seeing how difficult they are and how hard and abrasive they are, it really made me remember what the symbol means to Planned Parenthood.
That was some of the people who took Horatio Law's Open Circles workshops at Planned Parenthood, and you're listening to a Making Change special about the intersections of creativity and social change. I'm featuring Horatio Hung-Yen Law and his Open Circles project, and you can find out more about the project and hear this show at stageandstudio.org or opencirclespdx.wordpress.com. Now, Horatio, the women who came to the workshop were very passionate about what Planned Parenthood means to them. Were there a lot of discussions during this particular workshop with the bird's nest?
There are a lot of cross-discussion.
Like they would talk amongst
themselves.
They would
talk among themselves, life experience. But people are very focused, just like we've seen in Sisters of a Row. They're very focused in making their art pieces.
They were very focused in making their art.
But when you ask them question, you can, you know, you hear how eloquent they are, way more eloquent than I am, talking about the meaning to them. A lot of these projects I make with community is meant to bring out individual perspectives. So I myself can only have one perspective, but bringing in that many people together and each of them bring in their own perspective make the work itself way more interesting and rich.
Now, both the Bird's Nest and the Urban Hobo Signs will be part of an installation on November 17th, and they will all come together as part of the Open Circles Project installation at Place Black Gallery.
Right.
And it's, that's at Pioneer Place. Now, that you're also like introducing them to a whole nother community by being at a Pioneer Place, too.
Yeah, Pioneer Place Mall is like the center symbols of American consumerism. I just thought it was a wonderful idea to bring art and community into this consumer palace and really enriching that aspect and bring someone who is might not have frequented the mall that much, like community from Sister of the Row, you know, bring that whole community into the mall. I thought that would That is fascinating.
Well, that's going to be happening. There's an event happening November 17th at 5 to 9 there at Place Black Gallery. And then the whole exhibition runs or installation runs November 17th through January 12th.
Correct.
I'd like to find out from Sisters of the Road and Planned Parenthood what the impact has been of the Open Circles Project. I mean, so much of art can like this can have an impact on communities. So we're going to hear from Horatio Law's Open Circles Project partners, Luceline Lira. She's the leadership program coordinator at Sisters of the Road Community School, named after Dorothy Day, the social activist who inspired Sisters of the Road. Luceline, what's been the impact on the unhoused community at Sisters of the Road?
You know, as Horatio and what's here doing actually for over a month, the cafe is so busy and, you know, sometimes we're so chaotic. And we had to do this artwork in a very sometimes chaotic situation. But it was amazing that how the project brought so many people together and people were very excited, inspired to be participating. And, you know, they got us so engaged and we had to accommodate and we had to extend some of the week so because many people wanted to become involved. So it was amazing that, I don't know, how inspirational, inspired people were by doing this project.
So you saw changes in people then?
Yeah, because, you know, as I said, you know, the cafe is very chaotic in because, you know, it has to do with the rise of homelessness and poverty, you know, because of the economic crisis, and especially at the end of the month, just so many people. But in this very chaotic situation, we're able to make beautiful art. And, you know, bringing people knowledge and creativity. And it was so incredible. And sometimes, you know, by participating, by being engaged, it was a way for people to be focused and to be able to show the other side, to be able to show their knowledge.
Well, I thought it was interesting in hearing comments when Horatio said that the installation was going to be at Pioneer Place Mall. And do you think people will be checking that out and coming to the opening reception?
Oh, yeah. We are putting flyers in the cafe. We are telling people, I don't know, we are going to be sending out an action alert to over 3,000 people. We are putting our website and Twitter and Facebook. So we are doing a great promotion, and especially, you know, among the artists and among our community, so people can come and see the final the final product. Because people asking me, like, you know, what happened? You know, when you can see the plates? You know, people coming to me asking, so it'd be nice for them to see, you know, they made it art, and art, you know, is in display for so many people to see, especially the people who are coming to the mall and shopping, and especially during and the time of the year in which, you know, people are out more often with their family and children.
Well, it seems like, you know, Sisters of the Road, you do a lot of community projects as well as feeding people, but this project sounds like it fed the soul as well.
Yeah, you know, and this type of project is so important because, you know, we are able to collaborate and, you know, with other organizations and individuals and people with connection. And they come to the cafe as well, you know. It's a two-way street. They come to learn. I better, you know, that Sandy and Horatio learn a lot about just being here at Sisters.
Definitely.
You know, being
I've been educated.
Yeah, just being exposed to what we have to face like on a daily basis. Not only like to know providing like hot and delicious meal in affordable price to people, but also to know provide like a safe space from the right now the rain and the cold and people come, you know, and being together, networking, and like, you know, sisters is a family, and people consider this like their home.
Well, thanks, Luceline Lira, for joining us today from Sisters of the Road, and thanks for your comments.
No, thank you to you, and thanks so much to Horatio and Sandy, everybody who he brought in, because without the approach and us, I don't think that, you know, we'll be part of. We are so honored and proud to be part of the project.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Lucellini.
Let's also hear from Suzanne Hashem. She's the VP for External Affairs for Planned Parenthood of the Columbia Willamette. Suzanne, the Open Circles workshops involve making bird's nests with wire hangers. What was the impact for the women and men who created this artwork at Planned Parenthood?
First of all, I want to say thank you as well to Horatio. It was just such a privilege to be part of this wonderful project. I think that the people who participated in this really found new and interesting and challenging and rewarding and expressive way to consider some of the issues that Planned Parenthood presents. And, you know, it's just a wonderful way to express their feelings about, you know, what can be a complicated subject. And again, just a wonderful community builder for our community. And we're really looking forward to the response that, you know, that people will have in the wider community when they come into the gallery.
Well, so many of the comments that I heard were about family planning, you know, mm-hmm. about what these birds' nests meant to them. Did you hear other comments?
You know, I think that one of the responses that people had was coat hangers. I mean, that is can be a loaded metaphor, you know, especially historically for people who have been involved with Planned Parenthood and know about Planned Parenthood's history. The use of coat hangers for this project was, I mean, sort of something that elicited great emotion. But again, you know, that was transformative for our community. It took something that was, you know, historically a painful, you know, could have been a painful and had for some older people, especially a painful memory, and made it into something very positive.
And that is so much of the purpose of community art, especially, but any kind of art is that transformation. Would you consider another arts project at Planned Parenthood?
We loved this project, and we would love to be involved in any future arts projects. You know, it's just a wonderful way to bring people together and get them thinking about all kinds of issues.
Well,
yeah, we would love to do that.
Well, it sounds like it worked out really well all the way around. So I appreciate your comments, Suzanne Hashem of Planned Parenthood of the Columbia Willamette. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, Horatio, what are some of the changes you've undergone in creating this project? We've talked about the changes for the participants, but often when you are doing a community project as an artist, you know, you have to go through changes yourself.
Well, one of the things that's striking was the amount of creativity that people have, regular person, that they're just waiting for the moment, the right project, the right stimulus for them to express themselves. With Sisters of the Road, the first stage of our workshop is to create these new urban hobo signs. I have no idea going into it whether this community would be able to produce them, because it's hard for me to turn idea into symbols. It's difficult, you know, turning all these words and writing and ideas turn into a simple sign. That was not a problem. When we started working with the community at Sisters of the Road, all I have to do is saying, okay, here's a worksheet, here's places you can sketch, and here's places you can write down your ideas. Some people start with writing, some people start with drawing, but ultimately you have to make a symbol that's easier to reproduce and understand. And all I have to do is prompt them about, okay, simplify the symbol a little bit more, because you need to have someone replicate it easily. And that was it. And they have all this wonderful idea to turn the symbols, and that was really fascinating.
Well, it was a challenging project, just conceptually and also to pull it off, too. And you had other artists working with you, too. Do you want to give a shout-out?
Yes, I really appreciate all the artists involved in helping to run the workshop. Sister of the Road project, I have Sandy Sampson working together with me. We pretty much collaborate in that sense that once you're working with a community, you have to rely on other artists to working together, and an idea would change as we work along. And also for Planned Parenthood, I have artist Ann Greenwood and also sculptor Sam Nakme working with me.
Well, did you accomplish what you had hoped?
And more.
Because you're still ongoing.
It's still ongoing, yes. There's one more project that is going to be happening during the 2 months that we're in Pioneer Place Mall. It's the third leg of our installation. It's called Shoponomics, originally called Shopping Bag Project. But I collaborate with Pete McCracken of Crack Press, who come up with the idea of calling it Shoponomics. And Pete just really ran with the idea. We are using the idea of a shopping bag and use it as the container of metaphor and idea. And we are actually going to be asking the mall goer about the value of shopping. It's like the rest of our project with Planned Parenthood and with the Sister Row. We're asking people to give values to things that we don't have value for in this society. Feeding the hunger, upholding women's reproductive right. We talk about it, but we never give it importance in terms of the value that we compare to other things in our society, which is a very consumer-based society and consumption-based. So the project really tried to pull these value into objects and into things that we can actually ultimately give it some kind of value.
So I like the idea of social currency, that we all have social currency and
right.
Issues have social currency. So what exactly are these shopping bags, though?
Well, shopping, you don't have to buy things, for one. But shopping perform a lot of functions. And you talk to a lot of women said shopping help relax them.
Not me.
Not you, but some people do. I mean, they have a hard day at work, we go shopping. But our society runs on, our economy, it is based on consumer goods. Or depend a lot on consumer goods. So if we have nothing to sell, our economy is going to be stagnant. So it's a fine kind of a sharp point to be standing. There is value in shopping and buying things, and there's also kind of bad things when you're so bought into the consumer culture.
So you're going to use some of these symbols and some of the artwork and put it on the shopping bag?
Well, Pete McCracken had come up with a whole series of slogans that to be put on the shopping bag.
So that's a whole nother deal.
It's a whole other deal. And then there's also opportunity for any shopper to participate in this. They can buy the bags that with these slogans stamped on it. They're kind of very clever slogans to make people think about the value of shopping. But individuals can also contribute, and we're going to have some worksheet there and ask people contribute their own slogan.
So they can make their own shopping bag.
They can make their own shopping bag, but we're going to ask people to write it down, and then we're going to select from people's contribution, and then we will print them with selection of the slogan, and if their slogan gets selected, they get a free canvas back.
All this artwork, though, the bird's nest and the urban signs, are they going to be available for sale too?
Both of these two projects are going to go right back to the organization who sponsored them. They can decide what to do with them. We're hoping to expand on them eventually, but it's up to them.
Quite a complex project. The Open Circles Art Project opens Saturday, November 17th at Place Black Gallery. That's located in Pioneer Place Mall in downtown Portland. The opening reception will be held 5 to 9 p.m. and will feature artists who participated in the Open Circles project. There will be a second reception December 15th from 5 to 9 p.m. The whole installation is at Place Black Gallery through January 12th. So I just want to say kudos to you, Horatio, for making this happen and for dreaming this up, because we talked about the complexity, and it's often difficult just to work with one community, and yet you worked with a couple. So, so it's like double yeah. The challenge, isn't it?
Yes, and it's also new for me to be not putting my own artwork into the show. I'm kind of like creating a space, creating architecture for people to participate. So it's kind of a different role for an artist. Some people call it social practice, but somehow I just kind of mix into my other practices also.
Is this the first time you've done this type of community project?
Not the first time, but this is the first time I get so involved with it and with two, three social organizations, so different and yet somehow connected.
What's your best advice for artists, you know, writers, anybody really, theater, you know, to all disciplines? What's your best advice for when you're working on a community art project? What have you learned?
Listen. Listening is so important. You have to find opportunity to allow the people you work with to talk to you. And that means you're going to shut up and find a way to get people to talk.
Horatio Law, thanks for joining us today. And thanks for doing this ambitious project and telling us about it.
Thank you, Dime, for inviting me.
It's very inspirational.
Thanks.
This has been a Making Change special about individuals and arts groups creating social and cultural change in their communities. This Making Change series is about the intersection of creativity and social change, and it's funded by the Regional Arts and Culture Council and individual donors, including June Arima and June Schumann Fund of the Equity Foundation. That's it for Stage and Studio today. My thanks to KABU engineer Janet Anderson. If you missed any of this show, visit stageandstudio.org, where you can download the entire show and listen online. You can also download shows at iTunes. And don't forget to like us on the facebook.com/stage_n_studio. Or tweet me at @stage_n_studio. Thanks for listening. Till next time, I'm Dime Roberts. We're going out now with Sparrow Song by Sydney Stevens from her CD Seasons.